up to 40% of your members' accommodation and travel. It's Adam here with Australian Escapes. Now, we have been discounting resorts and travel since 2001 for our members. The idea is to give the same benefit to ProBus members, saving up to 40% of your upcoming trips. And my purpose, Gary, is in calling is to get your answers to a few quick questions about your club's travel plans so we can send you relevant information. Is that okay? I'll be really quick about it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. So, Gary, we are about affordability and simplicity. The idea is to save, as I said, that you'll be saving 40% of all the types of group and individual travel and make it easier and less time consuming for you to decide between the travel plans. So when considering going to the trips, you know, with a group, so what do you consider, like short range trips, say 3 to 5 nights within a few hours drive, or are you more likely to go on a longer trip, say more than 10 days?
Okay, well, right at the moment, our club's still fairly new and the members are still trying to make up their mind what they want. At the moment, we're looking at short trips, not too far away, mm-hmm. sort of weekends or, you know, a few days like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's reasonably close to Sydney or within a couple of hours or mm-hmm. half a day or a day's drive.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like long bus trips or mm-hmm. things like that, but yeah.
Okay.
And obviously not expensive.
Yeah, that's what. As I said, that we'll be providing 40% of the discount
yep.
up to. So that will be quite affordable for you, and you can save like, you know, thousands of dollars on it. So
yep.
you know, Gary. So looking at this year, do you have any trips planned at all?
Not at this stage. We're actually just about to have our AGM in about 2 weeks' time, where the committee will be changing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be stepping down because I've done that for 2 years, but I can pass the information on to the new
mm-hmm.
committee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. 2 weeks.
So we've got no travel plans because, like I said, we haven't been able to get enough people mm-hmm. interested in travel because we've only got a total of about 60 members at the moment because
mm-hmm.
it's still a fairly new club.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you said you have 60 members. So let me see here. So, you know, what destination would interest you? Will it be like Sydney or any other places?
Not in Sydney, but it's hard to say. we've got some members going on a coach trip to Bright, but that's mm-hmm. with another ProBus group. We're just sort of tagging on the end.
Mm-hmm.
But we only got about six people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult trying to get a number of people to all want to do the same
mm-hmm.
tour. We were sponsored by Trade Travel, but we find they're too expensive,
uh-huh.
and their locations don't always suit what we want.
All right. So, Gary, as I said, that will be providing discounts to you. So are you open to considering a proposal from us for this trip if we can save you money?
For which trip?
Yep.
Or for any trip?
For any trip, yeah.
Oh, we're always interested in saving money. So,
and
if you want to send us some details,
then
we can contact you when we have an idea of what we want to do, or if you've got some suggestions, we'll
uh-huh.
send those along, or we can take them to the meeting.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. So, okay. So I'll be sending you all the information on your email address. So, how
mm-hmm.
do you currently find about what members are interested in doing, like?
We have an activities officer who sort of asks the members, you know, we come up with suggestions, we put it to the meeting, which is normally the second Friday of the month,
uh-huh.
and you know, we're trying to get a response of how many people are interested,
uh-huh.
and depending on how far away it is, we allow them to pay it off,
uh-huh.
Just to help with the finances and things like that.
Okay. And Gary, have you ever done a professional email survey of members to find out more what types of trips they are interested in doing, like travel
style? Yeah, we did one just before Christmas. We did a survey, and
uh-huh.
We got quite a few people said yes, they wanted to do overseas trips.
Uh-huh.
Some wanted to do local trips,
uh-huh.
but never enough to sort of fill a coach or get really big discounts. So probably 8 or 10 people would be about the maximum we'd be looking at for a trip.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I feel that an email survey might be advantage to you, right?
Well, we've already done one email survey, and so we've got the results back from that. So,
Okay. So, Gary, from what you already know about what your members want in regards to travel, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the highest, how important are the following for you? Affordability, if you have to give it one, if you have to rate it between the scale of 1 to 10, how much would you like to rate it?
Sorry, didn't understand that question.
Okay.
What am I estimating?
Yeah. What would you be estimating, like, in terms of affordability? How much would you like to rate it? What would you like to rate it? One being the
A lot of them are only on pensions, so it would be a lower cost.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a 7
trips. Yeah, probably 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so it has to be value of for money, right? As you said that. All right, and how about flexible travel options to suit different budgets between the scale of 1 to 10? How much would you like to rate it?
The questions are very, too open. I can't give you that sort of information.
Okay.
I'm talking about 60 different people. Some have got money, some haven't.
Yeah.
I can't give you a figure like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you have do you have anyone in charge of travel arrangements?
Only our activities officer who, like I said, we mainly do just local things. We used to have a travel person, but they're no longer with the club. So at this stage, we haven't grown big enough to start looking at overseas trips and big domestic trips. So.
Okay. Yeah, may I have her name, please, if you don't mind?
No, I'm not giving out any names. If you want to send any information, you can send it to my website, to my email address, and I'll pass it on to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure, I'll do that, Gary. And in your opinion, Gary, what do you feel you or your travel organizers need help with the most? Like, learning about what the members want, say comparing different trip options or communication with the members?
Well, what we really need is a suggestion of some good value holidays, mm-hmm. Like 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can put that to the customer. Yeah, sorry, I'm in the middle of doing some shopping and stuff, so I'm trying to concentrate on you and everything else.
Okay.
So if you can just send us the information and I can go through it and I can take it to the committee next week, and we can have a look at it for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I'll do that, Gary. And may I have your email address to send you over the information quickly?
Okay, that is Austral, AUSTRAL, at probus.com.au, I think it is,
.com.au. All right, Gary, thank you so much, and I am going to, send you an email, and we'll contact you separately about registering in your branch if you would like to take an advantage of a free trial, okay?
Okay, so is this something we've got to join and pay for annually, or...?
So it's a free trial for you, so you can try it for...
And after the free trial, what?
We have an option of free trial, and then you can opt for an annual subscription.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, then, Gary. I'll talk to you soon after sending you an email. All right, mate?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.